I basically started out in originally saying I could launch a book like a movie, have the characters on the front, have them on posters, have them in a million poses, have fan bases based on what they see of these characters. And it worked really well. It's a little different with the second book. I'm not working quite as hard because it already has a following, but you always are thinking about the next thing. So the clothing, I had a fan make me a silver necklace, and people asked me left and right where they could get one. So that jeweler from Swirls is working on stuff that will be sold. Undertow has been doing really, really well sales-wise across the board, and not just on the Cape. We have high schools in Texas and Ohio that are taking it into their English classrooms. We were recently asked several times by Girls Life magazine to put the book in with their YA section. So it would be one of three books on a full spread in their major magazine. We've held back for now. We want to make sure that we have the cover perfect before it goes in. There's a lot out there for it right now, so it's been a little bit crazy for me.
Your marketing campaign, how does that compare with, say, what other authors have been doing, and are other authors taking note?
I'm asked a lot to come talk to indie authors all the time.
Indie means independent?
Yeah, self-published or small press, because even if you go through a small press, you're responsible for all your marketing. And even if you're traditionally published through the major publishing houses, you still have to do a ton of your marketing.
Your main characters are Isla Walker, a 17-year-old student at Barnstable High School, and Rafe, who becomes her romantic interest. Each of these characters has a background and with extraordinary powers. You've invested a lot in these characters. How would you feel if a major publisher came along with a deal?
I think it would have to be the right deal. Just because I like having control, being able to allow the high schools this fall throughout the year, they're going to compete to design the brand on the back of Isla Walker's back. It's never been done, and the Marston's Mills Library and Lindsay Hughes decided that she wanted to hold an event. I can't do stuff like that if I have a major publishing house. So this particular series, I always wanted Cape Cod to have a say in it.
We're talking with author Kate Conway. Let's bring into the conversation another voice. Leslie McKinnon is a graduate of Barnstable High School. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
You're the cover model for the book's main character, Isla Walker. How did this happen?
Well, I was contacted by Kate on Facebook through a neighbor I actually had who thought that I looked the part of Isla in the book.
Do you find yourself being recognized on the street?
It happened a lot at school. People would definitely be like, oh, I've seen you in the library on that book or whatever. And you might not know the person, but they've seen your face. And that's kind of funny.
So, Kate, why use real students for the book covers?
So the reason we did that, number one, was to give teenagers of Cape Cod some leverage in the book. A lot of authors just go about it themselves, which is true. They write the story. But I wanted this to be more of a Cape Cod thing in general, where a lot of people had a stake. So we have Four Seas Ice Cream is in the book. Craigville Pizza's in the second book. Major places on the Cape are in the book. But the teenagers that are on the cover, having them be able to appear as their characters at book signings and stuff, they start to have a fan base. So the boy on the cover, Colby McWilliams, sometimes when he's working, people will come in, teenage girls, and they'll actually take their photo with him, and then they'll post that they're with the character. I think Leslie got a really good sense of how many people follow her character when she was at the book launch, which she could barely move inside Marston's Mills Library. We had so many fans.
The marketing campaign you have here seems to be a natural trend given all the changes in the media landscape.
Yeah, you have to be really social media savvy. You have to be able to change graphics quickly. You have to be able to answer to your audience. Every time I get grabbed by indie authors, at this point people are actually paying me to speak. They seem to skip the one step I'm always trying to drill in their heads, which is you better have a flawless story. They will put it out ahead of time because they are impatient, and it can ruin you as an indie author. Because if you do my marketing plan where you roll out at this level, I mean, they skip the part where they need to rip apart their story 10 times before they put it out. And that takes a lot of work. You know, they want to see it in print. But then you put it in print, and then you do all this marketing, and all of a sudden you're getting terrible reviews because the book wasn't ready to go out. And then you've kind of buried yourself. You can't go back and fix that. You need to make sure when you roll out you're appropriate and everything's correct in the book, and you have people that are willing to tell you what doesn't work.
The book is Stormfront by author K.R. Conway. It's book two of the Undertow series. Leslie McKinnon is a graduate of Barnstable High School. She portrays the book's character, Isla Walker. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.